Ready. We'll take you there.
Now, we've been taking you to all sorts of places in recent weeks. Now, Thursday, we were at Coburn Arc. We've taken you to Garden Island. We've been to Esperance. We've been to Wanneroo. You've been inside some of Perth's unique communities. Well, today, we're taking you to a park in Riverton. On the edge of the Canning River lies a trail created to commemorate and lay homage to Sikh culture. Now, did you know the Sikhs first arrived here back in the 1850s? And today, Punjabi is the fastest growing language group in Australia.
The Sikh Heritage Trail also marks the spot Sikhs used to be cremated back in the 70s. And 2019 is the 550th anniversary of the founder of Sikhism, Guru Nanak. Harjit Singh created the trail and took Joe Trilling for a walk through it.
First Sikhs in Australia was probably early, 1844 is the earliest that we found documented. And since then, they've been coming either as traders, cameleers, hawkers, business people.
Back in the 1800s, did they get into wrestling?
Yes, they did. So it was a big sport back in India, and the British obviously played it wherever they went. And so Sikhs who came here to work supplemented their income by wrestling. So they placed bets and earned a bit of extra by defeating some of the local Australian blokes. World champion was from WA. His name was Bhutan Singh.
You mentioned there were cameleers. What other jobs did those early Sikh settlers do?
Yes, mainly trading. So they were called hawkers. And they basically travelled on foot to start with, buying any sort of thing that they could and selling it in another town. And they'd walk from town to town. But once they got a little bit of money, maybe purchase a horse and then a cart, and some of them did quite well, having a whole warehouse and distribution system. There were three brothers down in Manjima, and they basically serviced the whole southwest by buying into a store and then distributing with horses and carts. Australians embraced these people and they were much loved. So we've got stories and sites that exist across Western Australia where farmers actually cremated Sikhs who had died on their farms because they knew that was their way of doing things. And even the police attended and actually were witness to these events.
Which brings us back to the Sikh Heritage Trail where there is a memorial.
We're at the site which was marked in 1992. As the Sikh cremation site. It was also called the former Sikh cemetery.
Had someone been cremated and their ashes put here? Is that what
So a couple of Sikhs were cremated, found at least probably about 10. Before that time, so before the 1930s, cremations weren't actually allowed by the law. And Sikhs actually petitioned for that change to occur. And so in 1929, the Cremation Act was passed. And this land was allotted to two Sikhs, Masa Singh and Bulla Singh. And they were essentially given this piece of land to start cremating the dead.
Let's keep walking.
Yeah, sure.
You've sort of carved concrete pathways between the different areas. Where are we heading now?
Yeah, so we're heading to the third node or the third bench. So you'll see in the bench itself we've carved in some Punjabi or Gurmukhi alphabet. And in here it says Singh Ate Gaur. Singh Ate Gaur is essentially the two last names that Sikhs adopt when they profess the faith. And so I'm a Singh, and most people with turbans and beards are actually Singhs. So if you ever want a discount on your taxi fare, say hi to Mr. Singh.
We've spoken about the early arrivals. Mm. What about the more recent waves of immigrants?
Based on the latest census, Sikhs and Punjabi, the language, is the fastest growing language group, as well as the fastest growing religion in Australia. My parents actually migrated from India to the Middle East, where my older sister was born, and then to New Zealand, where I was actually born, then to Perth. And my little sister was born here, who's doing a play.
If you're not in Australia, where the bloody hell are you? Remember the bingle jingle, inviting the world to mix and mingle, where a fair go was your welcome mat. Unless you're of caramel descent, then ain't nobody got time for that. You see, rocking up for my first job at Coles was like a scene on Border Patrol. Her plastic tag read Dorothy, glasses corded, she hawked, "Do you have a visa, honey?" Caught in a truck slide, I was a squirrel digging for my MasterCard. Caught at a job interview with a question off guard, she repeated again, this time slowly, so I could follow. We don't want no illegal workers here in Australia, honey.
I think it's really important for me personally to have a physical reminder or acknowledgement of the people that came before us. And the reason for that is for my kids. When they grow up, I don't want them to feel like they can't be Australian, as I was made to feel at certain times during my growing up. And so I think having a physical place that you can go to and say, hey, my people were here, and it's written in concrete, or it's written in a monument, or, you know, it's there, and there is that reminder, is really important. I think I grew up when I was a child not knowing that I looked different. I had a little turban, a little top knot, and I don't think anybody ever treated me differently. But around 9/11, things changed significantly, where I was made to feel like I didn't belong here anymore. You know, I was growing up as a teenager, and that's a pretty formative time in your life. So to, you know, have things thrown at you, physically abused and, you know, threatened, it wasn't a very pleasant feeling. And that's when you start questioning, you know, am I Australian, and, you know, or do I belong here? And so that put me on a bit of a course of trying to find out a bit more history about my people and try to create a place for ourselves in this history. Yeah.
Well, you've created something beautiful.
Oh, cheers. We're quite visible in the transport industry, whether it's taxis, trains, buses, and because of our colourful turbans and distinct appearance, then we do stick out in that trade. And I'd like to say turbans and transport has existed for a long time. And I think the reason for that is turbans stand for trust. People trust people in providing their goods and taking their goods, whether it's across the desert as cameleers or as hawkers, but these days in, you know, modern buses and transport taxis it might be.
Let's keep walking.
Sure. There are four nodes at the Australian Sikh Heritage Trail, each depicting a different part of the Sikh story in Australia, as well as acknowledging and telling the story of the people that came before us, the Indigenous Australians, the Whadjuk Noongar people, and telling the story of the environment around this area. So from a Sikh perspective, we believe in oneness, and therefore the principle of acknowledging the other is very important to us, as well as the environment.
We spoke about Sikhs becoming part of the British Empire and then the British Army.
British were in India at that time, so Punjab was the last territory colonised by the British when they came to India. And the Sikhs fought two wars against the British, the Anglo-Sikh wars. And the British, by the end of those wars, worked out that if they were to stay in that region, they needed to recruit Sikhs and get them on the right side. And so that's where our military history with the British started.
What's the puggaree?
If you ask any Australian soldier, they'll be able to point out a puggaree very quickly, because they have to wear it on parade, and it's on the iconic Australian slouch hat. A lot of people probably wouldn't realise that word is Punjabi or Hindi for turban. It comes from that fantastic relationship between the British and the Sikhs, in which the British, when they were in India as part of the British Empire, started dressing to address the hot climate, started wearing turbans. And so to this day, the puggaree is worn. And so the thing that I say is, you know, all Australian soldiers actually wear a turban without realising it.
That's Harjit Singh speaking to Joe Trilling as they wandered the Sikh Heritage Trail in Riverton. You also heard Harjit's sister Sukhjit, and her play Fully Sikh opens next week. If you get a chance, go and see it.